In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Today's readings from the Bible highlight the universal intent of God's plan of salvation. After all, when the Bible says, "For God so loved the world," it means the whole world, all nations, every single person. It is not only for those of Jewish descent, only those of German descent, North Americans, or Lutherans. Isaiah delivered the word of God saying, "And the foreigners who join themselves to the Lord, these I will bring to my holy mountain, and their burnt offerings and their sacrifices will be accepted on my altar, for my house shall be called a house of prayer for all peoples." St. Paul, you heard, is at pains to explain how, though the promised Savior came through the Jews, nevertheless, that was no automatic advantage for them. But God has consigned all to disobedience that he may have mercy on all. Lord, have mercy on me, a sinner, can be prayed by every person. Today, St. Matthew tells us of a Gentile woman, a Canaanite, no less, who had great faith. Where did that great faith come from? Where did your faith come from? How did you come to believe in Jesus? Great faith came from her informed and accurate belief in the person of Jesus Christ, whom she called Lord and Son of David. She didn't make that up. She didn't come up with that on her own. She heard God's word from somewhere. Our Savior now didn't just pop up into the picture claiming to be the Savior from out of nowhere. How do you know this man is the Savior sent by God? This man and not Mohammed or Buddha. How many have come along even in our day claiming merely on the authority of their own word to be God or his minister? This woman's faith was great because she had somehow gained the accurate knowledge of the person of Jesus of Nazareth. And so today, it isn't enough to point to this man and say he is the Savior without supplying the firm credentials that testify to him. These credentials are the revealed plan of God from the divine inspired scriptures of the Old and New Testaments. To have great faith, to have saving faith at all, you need to know first why we need salvation. And the word tells us. We're told about the fall into sin of our first parents and how that curse is inherited by every generation since then. Faith then begins with God's promise of sending a Savior, which he did immediately in Genesis 3:15. Then you need to know how God would send this Savior. It all began with God choosing a man named Abraham and promising him that by his seed, that is, by one of his descendants, the whole world would be blessed. Now, St. Matthew, recall, does a masterful job of listing those descendants in the beginning of his gospel, from Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob to the great King David, then Solomon and his line, all the way to the Babylonian captivity, finally through some rather unknown names to Jacob, the father of Joseph, the husband of Mary, of whom Jesus was born, who is called Christ. So, this Jesus of Nazareth is the Savior sent by God, the one promised from the beginning, because he fulfills all that was spoken of him throughout the scriptures. All we know is that somehow this woman came to hear. Did she overhear a Bible reading? Did she listen to it on the radio? Or did she just happen to hear one of you talking to somebody else about Jesus? God's word comes through many different channels. She came to hear and to know and to believe who Jesus truly was. Now, part of that knowledge was how she heard of Jesus' miracles of healing the sick. So simply on the faith of that, she went when she heard that for some reason Jesus was coming through the territory of Tyre and Sidon. Surprise. Her faith prompted her to disregard that she was not of the promised people, the Jews, even hated, a hated enemy of God's people, and to seek out Jesus, at least for the sake of her demon-possessed daughter. The reason Jesus took this surprising route through Tyre and Sidon was to withdraw from the increasing opposition and forestall premature attacks that would lead to his final demise, as they did. So, she came. But she didn't just yell for help. She gave the reason for her coming to him, because he is the Lord of mercy, the Son of David. That is, the one promised from the beginning to be the Savior of the whole world. Jesus reiterated the plan of God, saying, "I was not sent except to the lost sheep of the house of Israel," and that's true. But the ultimate purpose of coming as the King of the Jews was so that by faith in him, all the nations would be blessed on the basis of faith in the mercy of God, the crucified one. The woman gave witness to the fact that God's promised Savior would be overflowing with mercy and blessing to such an extent that after he said it's not good to give the bread for the children to the dogs, she said, "Yes, Lord, for even the dogs eat from the crumbs that are falling from the master's table." The fact the dogs, the Gentiles, reap God's blessing and grace from the food that originally was intended for the master's family does not in any way mean our salvation is an accident or unintended. It simply means, as St. Paul said today, that all, Jew or Gentile, are sinners in need of God's mercy, which is for all, that everyone who believes in him should have eternal life. Your faith is greater as it is based on and continues to grow by the knowledge and awareness of God's word, his plan of salvation that is so perfect that God's promise, original promise to Abraham, remember, that all the nations would be blessed, is perfectly reflected in Jesus' final commission to make disciples of all nations. We believe that Jesus is the promised Savior because only he and him alone has perfectly fulfilled everything written about him in the law of Moses and the prophets and the Psalms. May this Lord, the Son of David, have mercy on us all and on the whole world. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.